Hi, I'm Kat Kobylinski from INRIX. We are the biggest provider of real-time traffic and travel news and supply broadcast media with our traffic forecasts to help drivers save time on the roads every day. This audio is about the delays we're expecting as a torch makes its way through Wales from Cardiff to Bangor from Saturday the 26th to Monday the 28th of May 2012. On Saturday, large crowds are expected outside the Norwegian Church Arts Centre in Cardiff Bay as the Olympic torch leaves the city around 6:30 a.m. It isn't until later into the afternoon, around 1 o'clock, where it passes through Treherbert that we could see some queues to traffic as the torch will take the A40-61 Bute Street to the Treorchy Rugby Football Club, where rolling road closures will restrict traffic for up to 30 minutes. Queues are also expected later into the afternoon in Bridgend after 2:30 p.m. as a torch takes the A473 Brinterion Hill until it reaches one-way system after the High Street. So motorists instead can therefore take the A48 bypass road instead. The roads in Swansea are expected to become slow once the road closures are implemented from 4 p.m. and these include the Princess Way, Castle Street and St Helens Road, so traffic will be particularly slow along Oystermouth Road, Orchard Street and Sketty Lane. The evening celebrations will also take place at Singleton Park. On Sunday, the torch will leave Swansea around 6:55 from Bracelet Bay and will head to Haverford West, where it arrives around 12:30 p.m. Now, there may be some delays as it will take the main A40 Fishguard Road until the turning before the industrial estate, so do expect some lunchtime queues. And then the torch will continue across Western Wales, where delays aren't expected to be too significant to traffic, although at times it will be taking the main trunk roads where there aren't any obvious diversions. So this includes the A487 through Fishguard, where it arrives at 2:45 p.m. and then continues through Newport and Cardigan. The torch relay will arrive into Aberystwyth around 6:15 p.m. on the main A487 for the evening celebrations at the university's Vicarage playing fields. On Monday the 28th of May, the torch will leave Aberystwyth from the Clifftop Railway shortly before 8 a.m, where it will then take the A487 in several places. We're expecting there to be delays in Caernarfon as the A487 will be closed from the roundabout by St Helens Road to the roundabout under the flyover between 4 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. ahead of the torch's 4:20 p.m. arrival. So we could be seeing some delays back along to Constantine Road as a result. The torch will finally arrive in Bangor shortly after 5:30 p.m. for the evening celebrations at Vainall Estate. I'll be recording another update on the Olympic torch route on Monday the 28th of May, with the expected congestion for Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th of May, as the torch travels from Beaumaris to Stoke-on-Trent. So do keep following us here at INRIX UK.